You are tuned to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. We are back talking movies with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Welcome, Casey.
Together again in the same room.
Yes, we are. It's great to have you back in studio, by the way.
It's great to be back.
And let's hear your review for this week. You watched the medieval-themed movie, The Green Knight. Did you like it? And tell us a bit about it.
Director David Lowery is not a stranger to cerebral filmmaking, with his most popular example being the 2017 film A Ghost Story. His latest experiment, The Green Knight, is adapted from the 14th century Middle English poem Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, about a member of King Arthur's court in the Middle Ages who accepts a challenge from the magical Green Knight to a game of beheading and a bargain to reunite one year in the future. This bargain sends the reluctant hero on a quest through the foggy English countryside where he tests his wits, strength, and virtue. Instead of words like adventurous, exciting, and swift to describe the Green Knight, I would use the word unexpected. The film's mood and style rest comfortably in left field, with a lot of long tracking shots showing nothing especially interesting, and many long silences between people. The Green Knight is not concerned with external physical action. It's more about the internal terrain our hero explores, with each scene like a conceptual representation of an emotion or philosophy. Crossing his path with a crafty thief, nude giants, and a lonely ghost, this film is also not concerned with embracing a traditional narrative. Like its source material, The Green Knight is abstract, with a large amount of symbolism and its rejection of audience handholding. I asked myself many times during this screening, "Wait, what just happened?" Or, "What does that even mean?" Some moments are brilliant through the patient editing and rich earth tones of the cinematography. After the film's ending, I walked away scratching my head, but so many parts stayed in my head for days after seeing it. The Green Knight is obviously successful in showing a unique story that will remain spiritual and haunting.
So for the most part, you recommend this film?
I do. It was so different. I thought, at least it's a change from the conveyor belt of expected action-adventure films that we see every summer. That's what it really made it stand out.
And it's doing okay at the box office, coming in second to Disney's Jungle Cruise. Tell us more about what's happening in the box office this week.
The last weekend of July has been especially unique because four different films were released in movie theaters across the country simultaneously. We haven't had that many public film releases in theaters for over a year due to the coronavirus. So that was amazing in itself. Not just with The Green Knight and Jungle Cruise, but also with Stillwater, a political thriller starring Matt Damon, and Snake Eyes, a G.I. Joe action film starring Henry Golding. I'm not surprised that Jungle Cruise has earned the most money at the box office so far. Disney is always going to triumph, I think, financially. But I really hope people remember The Green Knight, because it will definitely be something different and strange that will be a lot of fun for viewers.
All right, Casey, always great to have you here, and we'll look forward to your review next week.
Oh, yes.